Wow, that's different than the normal sip of coffee.
When apple picking, it's my favorite time of year, when apple picking.
Where do you go apple picking around here?
Oh, there's...
It's picking, isn't it? It's
picking. Apple picking. There are farms all around D.C. They're all about an hour away. Huh. The thing about apple picking, though, is you drive at least an hour to get to the farm. The apple picking itself takes maybe 10, 15 minutes, and you end up with a bucket of about 20 pounds of apples, more than anyone will ever eat. But if you've got young kids, they love it.
Yeah. And so are you reaching to the trees, or are you pulling them from what's on the ground?
No, you're taking them off the trees, but all these are really short trees. They've been engineered so that anybody can grab them.
For seven-year-olds.
Yeah, I guess so. Really good. I just love this time of year.
Well, bring in a pie, please.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. I guess I can make a pie.
If I can make a bagel, you can make a pie.
What are we doing?
We're going to play some great music today. I don't know what, but let's take our first bite.
Okay, I'll do it. Loney Deer. You, of course, know Loney Deer.
Yes.
This is Emil Svenegan from Sweden.
Bless you.
Yes. He plays under the name Loney Deer. The last time we had him on the show was 2007. It's been 10 years.
Well, since he's put out
music. I couldn't believe we had been that long. Well, it's been 6 years since he put out a record, though. And but he's back now. It's a self-titled record called Loney Deer, and it's like... It's like you've dropped the L off of lonely. It's Loney, L-O-N-E-Y, Deer.
D-E-A-R.
D-E-A-R. This is a record he says that he worked on meticulously for 5 years. And if you know what his music sounds like, you know, it's lots and lots of rich, layered sound. It's often very exuberant. I think the most distinctive thing is his voice. Peter Gabriel actually said that Loney Deer is Europe's answer to Brian Wilson.
I could hear that. That song, Sinister in a State of Hope. Can we play half a second of that?
Yeah, let's play a second. This is the one.
Every once in a while, I'll just crank that song all the way up.
Yeah, that's the song that you played on the show back in 2007. Let's see.
Sinister in a state of hope. Summer night.
Should we just play this out? Yeah, that was a great record. That record's called Loney Noir.
Right.
And but anyway, he's back with the self-titled record. The song I want to play is called Some. And let's just hit it, and we'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back. Some, okay. The sum, like the sum total from Loney Deer.
Oh,
kind of thought the arrangement of this, it reminded me a little bit of Bon Iver, some of the soaring falsetto and the, you know.
The but the Beach Boy thing, for sure.
Yeah.
This is all pulsing, as the Beach Boys would use organ and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
As the bass of a song. That's what he's doing here with synth and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So about the fact that it's taken him 5 years to work on this record,
yeah,
6 years.
What's up with that?
Immel says, it's been a little bit like being out on the ocean, swimming without anything to hold on to, and now I've reached the beach. There's a certain new blackness in the music. I've learned to make my inner darkness more visible to people because I don't want them to seem lighter than I am. Which is interesting because I still hear this exuberance in that music. Right. You know, it still seems very uplifting to me. Anyway, we mentioned Peter Gabriel. Gabriel's Real World Records is putting this out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this new Lonely Deer self-titled record's coming out on Real World Records, and it is out September 29th.
Well, I have a Swedish musician.
All right, so there you go.
The Swedish edition. Swedish.
Swedish edition.
Edition of All Songs Considered. The other day, a friend of mine, Giselle from Vancouver, she'll often just send me things on text, little SoundCloud files and stuff of artists that she discovers. She's someone I met at music festival. So she's a music geek. And so she sent me this music by someone named Flicka. Mm-hmm. I never heard of Flicka before.
Is that F-L-I-C-K-A, Flicka?
It's not.
Oh, okay. Like, I was thinking of my friend Flicka.
Yeah, no, it's a, for those of you younger. It's a horse, but she's a Swedish artist. Julia Roth is her real name, and I'm just going to play this song. It's called Ellington, and it's just lovely. Here we go.
Eyelash cuts me back, just a glance from you. I think the years have passed, but not to look on you. The calmest voice I know, the salt of what I want, must save myself from you, escape from getting hurt. Only a fool does it twice. Oh, I love again. For you, I stole something from you, and then I called it art. But I am not a thief, 'cause you took my heart. The ashes and the dust, emeralded eyes, but is beauty of pain if nothing ever dies? Only a fool does it twice. Oh, I love again. Is it why we can't be friends if we're not lovers again? Oh, Ellington, oh, Ellington, say it isn't true. Oh, Ellington, oh, Ellington, my heart it beats for you.
Simple and beautiful, right?
Oh, too short, too. Yeah. I wanted like another couple of minutes of that.
she says, this is, the song's called Ellington. Julie Roth goes by the name of Flicka, F-L-I-K-K-A. And she says she's a minimalist. She's always made music with her brother, who's the opposite, she says. And this project,
he wants to go big and loud,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and so this is her first attempt at trying to do stuff, just a discovery process of her own. Ellington is the name of that song, and it's the first song she wrote on this project and this journey trying to do music on her own. And she writes, she says, I don't think you really overcome a certain type of love, and that we're not meant to overcome it either. She goes on to say, a life can be shaped of changes and circumstances, but feelings can remain beyond our control. I don't know why that thought makes me feel safe and frightened at the very same time, but that's what Ellington is about, that idea that circumstances change and feelings remain beyond control.
I like that idea. I think I'm down with that. You can heal your wounds from a broken heart and move on, but still have they're still with you, right? You carry what you thought and felt about that person.
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
I love this. New artist, I'm not sure who knows Flicka or not.
I've never heard of her before, and I really love that. It was just lovely.
The song's called Ellington.
I've got new music from Wolf Alice. Do you remember Wolf Alice? We first featured them on the show a couple of years ago. They've been in for a Tiny Desk. A band from London. When I first featured them on the show a couple of years ago, I said that I compared them to the Smashing Pumpkins and the Sundays. I don't know if you remember the Sundays from the 90s. You could hear all of that, the sort of wistfulness of the Sundays and the grit of Smashing Pumpkins on Wolf Alice's debut record, My Love is Cool. That came out in 2015. They have a follow-up record now, their second full-length. And this song that I'm going to play has a lot less noise. It's more ruminative and has way more synth than they normally put in any of their music, more synth than guitars. It's called Don't Delete the Kisses. It's a love song, and it has a little story, and see if you can follow it. Don't Delete the Kisses from Wolf Alice and their new record, Visions of Life.
Thank you.
So I
could have gone out of the Lonely Deer song too.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it could have. Right? Yeah, yeah. Well, lead singer Emily Rousel says that she wanted a windows down, long road trip sort of vibe to the music, and I think she got that with this. Although, I mean, I don't know. You may have maybe your idea of windows down road trip is Led Zeppelin or something like that. But
I think any song that you could sing really loud, you know, to yourself when nobody's around, which is the reason why you open the
window. Or just get lost in. You know, I get that highway hypnosis, you know, and this is sort of that, sort of the soundtrack to that for me.
You okay driving?
You know, highway hypnosis. It's no. Like when you, well, highway hypnosis is when you've been driving and then you suddenly have this moment where you realize, I've been on the road for an hour and I couldn't tell you one thing I've passed. You're just kind of in the zone with it, yeah. The band, Wolf Alice, they've released 3 songs so far from this new record, Visions of Life. And we can hear, the other 2 songs, by the way, are a lot shorter and a lot noisier. You can hear the whole record also on September 29th. You know, I mentioned that they have that Wolf Alice has a bit of a sound like Smashing Pumpkins. I want to play something that I think will go really nicely with Wolf. I want to play something.
Wolf Alice.
It's new music from the singer William Patrick Corgan. William Patrick Corgan.
The third.
Otherwise known as Billy Corgan, the lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins. He has a new solo record coming out under the name William Patrick Corgan. And of course, in the 90s, Smashing Pumpkins, they were one of the loudest bands that was making music at the time. But he always had a soft side. There were always these little lovely songs sprinkled throughout their records. And this new solo record from Corgan is entirely acoustic piano, guitar, and strings. The record's called Ogallala, and this is the first single from it, Aeronaut.
Silver drum that beats. This mountain is torn from us. This mountain is torn from us. If I'm leaving you without return, I'll snap. Won't you mourn with me? Love, won't you mourn with me? Love, won't you mourn with me? Fall across the middle, the world survives. Look outside on the air. Dark nights, one magic had to fly, one little laugh to light up, one silver eye to eye. Ooh. This mountain is born of us. This mountain is born of us. If I'm call it home if you wish, or if it's fair, but it's mine to share and share alike. Won't you mourn with me? Love, won't you mourn with me? He loves, won't you mourn with me? Love, won't you mourn with me? Love is what you want me.
Love is what you want with me. Love is what you want with me. Love is what you want with me. Love is what you want with me.
If you if you're not a fan of his slower stuff, his pretty stuff, or his voice, because I know his voice isn't for everyone. This record is definitely not for you, but I always loved his softer side in his music. I think this whole record is beautiful, Ogallala. It's produced by Rick Rubin. Billy Corgan says that all of his music has always been really personal, so he doesn't really feel like there's anything different in these songs from anything he did before with Smashing Pumpkins with the full band. But he says, and I'm quoting him here, he says, the lone difference on songs for Ogallala is that they seem to want little in the way of adornment. Having written the songs for voice and guitar, I put myself in Rick's hands to take the music wherever he'd like. So they ended up, they didn't really do a lot of post-production. They did a lot of live-to-tape stuff in the studio. What you hear is what they tracked in real time. Ogallala is out October 13th, and he's also on tour starting this fall. So I'm going to see if I can get this young man into the Tiny Desk at NPR. Have him play the Tiny Desk. Get a little string
Sounds
quartet
perfect.
There. Yeah, get a string section. You know what? We need to take a short break.
Okay. And when we come back from that break, I have two more Chicago artists to latch onto that Billy Corgan.
Oh, yeah. They're all Smashing Pumpkins, yeah, also from Chicago. Yeah.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Red Bull Radio, the place to tune in and discover great music that's new to you. Whether it's the latest dance hall out of Kingston, techno from Berlin, underground hip hop, or old soul gems, you'll know what you were looking for when you hear it. Listen at redbullradio.com for music handpicked by influential artists, journalists, and DJs, plus in-depth interviews and live performances from festivals around the globe.
So I mentioned before we went to the break that I have two more Chicago artists. Actually, they're both on the same song. This
okay.
is a great partnership that we all know. We've put on our show before. This is Jeff Tweedy with Mavis Staples.
Oh, yeah.
His friend Mavis Staples. And the two of them, Mavis Staples has been singing now for 8 decades.
Oh, yeah,
You know, since she was little, Mavis Staples was with her family band, the Staple Singers. They played first gospel music in churches and then the gospel circuit all over America, and then had pop hits. And I pop without an intentional pun there, her father's name. He went by Pops
Staples. Yeah.
And Mavis has gone on to have a solo career of her own. And part of that solo career has been a partnership with Jeff Tweedy. And this new record is called If All I Was Black. Tweedy has written 11 new songs for Mavis, of which she contributed lyrics to some of these songs, including this song, the title track, If All I Was Black. And it's all about the black experience, relating to both growing up and traveling the country and all the hatred and racism, and then looking at the world today, and it just kind of flips back and forth. And
between the two.
Yeah.
If all I was black, looking at you, you might look past all the love I give.
Got love to give.
I've got natural gifts.
Got natural gifts.
Got perspective.
Got perspective.
Might make your shift. If all that feeling got left behind, I'd worry about you.
What's in your mind?
I'd never live my life.
Are you wasting my time?
Oh, I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid.
If that's how you want to stay.
How you want to stay?
I've got love.
Love.
Got love.
you wanna know me more than that. All the love I give,
got love to give,
got natural gifts,
got natural gifts.
I've got perspective,
got perspective.
Might make your shift
the way you look at it.
I've got love. And it's time for more love. Oh, it's time for more love.
I love all the love and hope she has for the world and her music.
Yeah, she said that what she hopes for this song is that it changes the world. And
yeah,
for someone who's seen people beaten down so much and to still have that hope.
Including her own family.
That's true. I want to just give her one giant thank you hug.
Yeah.
And that was Mavis Staples. The album, If All I was Black, which was also the song we played, comes out November 17th. I have one more I want to play, though, right?
Okay. Let's do it.
You're going to do this?
Yeah. So we're going to go out on this.
I'm going to play one more R&B song. This one is from the 1960s, from 1969. It was a flip side of a single. It's by an artist named Jackie Shane. It's being reissued. Jackie Shane was born in a male body, but always has thought of herself as female.
Mm-hmm.
And those were very different times to go through that sort of transition.
Yeah.
And to define yourself in a way that is not the way your physical body was born, but the way you absolutely are to yourself. Right. And so Jackie Shane performed as a woman always. So in December 1971, Jackie Shane went into into seclusion. But most recently, this is going to be weird, but when Donald Trump announced his ban of transgender people in the military,
yeah,
Jackie Shane put her song, the song I'm going to play, on Bandcamp in solidarity with the Transgender Law Center, raising money and so forth.
And this is a brand new song?
No, it was a flip side of a single from 1969.
Okay.
It's a single long sought after by lots of people who know Jackie Shane. And
right.
But there's a new record coming out that's part, it's a double record. One of the records is live, and the other is our singles and studio songs from her era back in the 60s. And I'm going to play a song, this song that she put up on Bandcamp. The song is called Cruel, Cruel World. Mm. And we'll go out on that.
You're getting ready to go to Americana Fest.
That's right. That's in Nashville in just a handful of days.
And you'll have a wrap-up of that
next week's show.
Next week's show.
Absolutely. I always discover some of the best Australian bands when I go to Nashville. I don't know why that is.
Interesting.
But it's true.
Hmm.
I hope to discover lots of good stuff, come back with things, and Powers will be there. We'll be webcasting the Americana Music Awards from Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Right.
Julie Height is there, another writer who is in love with all that music and lives in Nashville, so we're going to have a good time.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. So when I'm in Nashville having fun, you're going to be doing what?
Hey, someone's got to hold down the fort here. Show business never sleeps, Bob. So I'll be taking care of business, little TCB.
you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you have Steve Martin here, and I'm not going to be here for
oh,
that.
Oh, you're missing Steve Martin?
I am
oh,
miss
wow.
Steve
yeah,
Martin.
Steve Martin's coming in for a tiny desk yeah. with his band, the Steep Canyon Rangers, coming in on Friday. I can't believe you're going to miss that.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to it. I'm actually a little nervous.
You should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to calm you down there. You should be.
Thanks. Yeah. I'll try not to mess it up.
Okay. From PR Music. Goodbye, everybody. It's All Songs Considered.